follow-up is such an important part of our virtual franchise business, of the process. And in a very real sense, follow-up is that activity that bridges between the other high payoff activities and the high payoff results. It is the bridge. Follow-up is often one of, if not the most underrated and certainly the most underperformed parts of our virtual franchise business. You know, if there is one weakness that many of us will admit to, it's in the follow-up. But here's the truth. Here's a fact. If you embrace follow-up, and as a result of embracing it, if you learn to love follow-up, then follow-up will make you a fortune. There are times when I wish we called follow-up, not follow-up, but follow-through. When I say follow-through, if I follow-through, there is a sense of commitment or sticking with a commitment, a real sense of if I decide to share Juice Plus with someone I know or whom I meet, then if I do good follow-through with that person over a period of time, then I am fulfilling a commitment to that person. That's the way I look at it. If I do a very poor job of sharing my story, of not even sharing my story, of sharing Juice Plus, I don't do good follow-up, really, really, I'm falling down on what should be my commitment to that person. Because the end result is likely to be that that person will not take Juice Plus seriously, they won't get enough information to make an educated decision, then they won't benefit from Juice Plus. Until someone else comes along, hopefully, down the road in a year or two or more and does a better job than I did and enrolls them as a customer so that they can enjoy the wonderful benefits of Juice Plus for themselves and for their family. So as I talk about follow-up, I'd love you to remember that follow-through is that commitment element of follow-up. So what do we mean by follow-up? Well, let's go back to the beginning. In the last several calls, we've focused on what are the basics of our business. What do we do? What do all of us do, whether we've been in the business for a day or 23 years, as Jenny and I have? Well, the first thing is we have an intention. We are intentional. What does that mean? Well, it simply means that we begin every month with a list of at least 20 names. And these are 20 people that we have either already begun the process with, or we're going to start the process of sharing Juice Plus with these people, and some of them sharing our business with them. So that's number one, starting with intention. Number two is the invitation. What do we do with those 20 people? We invite them. In essence, we invite them to take a look at Juice Plus, to take a serious look. The third part, after intention and invitation, is share. So out of those 20 who we invite to take a look at Juice Plus, at least 10 of them will say, yeah, sure, I'd love to look at it. And then we share. We share our story. We share a DVD, a video, a webinar, whatever. And in the process of doing that sharing, we make an appointment. We make an appointment for the follow-up. That appointment is, in many ways, the missing link. If we don't make the appointment, then we aren't on the hook. We aren't committed to doing good follow-through and doing the follow-up. But if we make an appointment, if we say, okay, I'd love you to watch this video or watch this DVD, I'd love to talk to you in 2 or 3 days. Can I call you? Today's Monday. Can I call you Wednesday evening? Would that be a good time to reach you to get your opinion on this video or this DVD? That's making the appointment. And so number four is follow-up. That's what we're on the hook for. Having made the appointment, we now need to follow up. We now need to make that call to meet that appointment. So follow-up. So that's the first thing. Follow-up is obviously what follows on from sharing a DVD, sharing a video. Now, let me back off a moment. There are times, doesn't happen all the time, unfortunately, but there are times when we don't need to do any follow-up, when that person we've shared Juice Plus with, and Jenny and I could share with you a few really cool stories where the person says, wow, fruits and vegetables in a capsule? Really? Awesome! I want it! Okay, no follow-up. They're ready to order right there and then. Sometimes we've heard people say, oh my goodness, this is an answer to prayer. This is exactly what I've been looking for. Now, the follow-up does happen, but it'll take a different form from the norm. So I would say 19 times out of 20, or if you're better than me, 9 times out of 10, you will share a DVD, share a video, and you'll do the follow-up. So the first important function of the follow-up is to ask for the sale, to ask the person to buy Juice Plus. But let me go through the list. So follow-up fits after sharing a DVD or a video or a webinar or, as we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, sharing one of the recordings on the Juice Plus radio, which is at teamjp.net. You would do follow-up after having a guest on a Team Building Tuesday call or a Startup Sunday call. You would do good follow-up, if you were wise, after having someone on a three-way connection call, let's say with one of us or some other person. You would do good follow-up after you had a guest attend a wellness presentation or a Prevention Plus event or an event where they looked at the business, and it might have been your own presentation using the iPad Presenter app. You would also do follow-up, if you were wise, after someone no-showed or called and said no, they couldn't make it to your event. Because so often, that is the time when you will take the order. You will call them and say, I'm so sorry you missed that event. It was so much fun, but I can share with you what you missed if you would be willing to watch this DVD or this video online or watch this webinar. Would you be interested? And then you would go through the process and you would do a good follow-up after that. So even someone who doesn't come, they're still a very good candidate for a good follow-up, and in many cases, they will still become a customer. And then lastly, follow-up fits during our entire customer care process, and in particular, at about the 90-day point, 90 days after your new customer started on Juice Plus, when you are doing the Juice Plus Effect survey with them, and certainly before they will receive their second box of Juice Plus. So those are all the, not all, but those are most of the occasions when follow-up is a good fit. And as I've said, good follow-up can make all the difference between success and failure. And using a favorite sports analogy, poor follow-up results in us dropping the ball, which terminates the play. So I would encourage you, we would encourage you to learn to do really good follow-up. Do it in a timely fashion, asking the right questions, listening well, and responding appropriately during the follow-up conversation. Follow-up, in this sense, is all about doing what's necessary to take the order and then to place the order. And then that leads to customer care, where follow-up can lead to more referrals, which leads to new customers. So follow-up really is where the fortune is. Jenny, I'm going to ask you to talk a little bit about follow-up that leads to new customers, follow-up after sharing Juice Plus. Would you do that for me?
Yes, I'd be happy to.
Thanks.
In fact, I could start off by giving you a real-life example. Just a week ago, day before we left for Vegas, I went to have a manicure and pedicure. I don't have it done very often, but occasionally it's a nice treat. And as I always try to do, I started chatting with the lady who was sitting in the next chair, and it was just a general conversation about, you know, living here in Eagle and so on. And she mentioned, I think I asked her what she did, and of course in turn she asked me what I did. I can't really remember how the conversation went. But at some stage, I wasn't really preparing to tell you this story, but obviously we were talking about my knee replacement. And so here I dropped in a comment of course, I'm sure that nutrition plays a big part in the healing process, whether it be through surgery or anything else. And that got us onto the subject of nutrition. And so I was able to mention that, well, we have our own home-based business in nutrition and health and nutrition. I absolutely love what I do. Asked her whether she had heard of Juice Plus. We started talking about that. And it turned out that she's suffered severe asthma most of her life. And so even though I had given her a card by this stage, and I often do that these days, rather than actually hand somebody a DVD, I'll give them a business card and say, look, check out my website. You know, you'll find it very, very interesting there. And please watch the 10-minute video at the first page there. But when she mentioned the asthma and said she's been on steroids and so on, I said, look, give me your email address and I'll send you some more information. You have to hear my husband's story. And so that was a good way for me to actually get an email address from her so that I could follow up with her. Now, I'll be honest, normally I would have given her 2 or 3 days to check out the website, hoping that she would contact me, which of course she didn't. As we were gone, I haven't yet got around to doing the follow-up. How bad is that? But I still have her information, and she knew we were going away for a week anyway. So that'll be on my list of things to do tomorrow, is to follow up with her, because she was very, very interested. She said, this is definitely something I need to try. So that's just a little example of how when you meet somebody, there are various ways to bring the conversation around to the subject of nutrition. This is an area that so many of us are so bad in. You know, why do we fear doing the follow-up? I think there are two main reasons, probably. The first is fear of rejection. You know, you're afraid that whether it's somebody, a prospect for the product, you're afraid they're going to say, oh, no, you know, I take vitamins. I'm really not interested. And you're thinking to yourself, if they say that, you know, well, where do we go from there? Or you're afraid that they'll start asking you questions that possibly you can't answer. So I think those are two of the things. It's negative self-talk, and I think that's something that we have to get over. We have to tell ourselves, you know, yes, I'm going to pick up the phone, and I'm going to get another order. Not that she's going to say she's not interested. Or if they start asking questions, you know, it's perfectly okay for you to respond by saying, you know, that's a really good question, and honestly, I don't know, but I'll be happy to find out and get back to you. Because remember, when you're talking to a prospective customer, you never know which ones of those customers are ultimately going to become distributors on your team, because typically that's where your team grows from. It's from a good customer base. And so you are demonstrating how we work this business right from day one, from the first communication with this prospect. And a prospect is far more likely to say, wow, this is something I can do if you don't know all the answers, rather than if you come across as really knowledgeable, that prospect is going to say, wow, this sounds really great. It's a wonderful product, but there's no way I could possibly do what you're doing. I don't have your knowledge or your experience and so on. So it's perfectly okay to say, a great question, let me find out and get back to you. And this is so important because, you know, you might think that, well, if you don't do good follow-up, it might make a difference of about 10% to the results. But in all honesty, it makes about 90% difference to the results that you see as far as following up with prospective customers and even prospective team members as well. Because very often, prospective team members don't have enough information to make an educated decision as to whether this is something they would like to do. So, you know, get over it and do the follow-up. I could give you a couple of other examples in a slightly different angle here. Very often people will ask us, well, you know, how do you follow up? Do you always make a phone call or whatever? Well, I have to admit, no, I, like a lot of you, I love email. And let's take this lady that I met last week. Her name is Mare. I will be sending her an email initially, and I'll give her probably 4, 5, 6 days to respond. If I don't hear back from her, I will resend the same email, just prefacing it by saying, I just wanted to make sure that you received my email last week, see below. Please call me if you have any questions, something like that. If I still don't hear back from her a few days later, then I'm going to pick up the phone and say, you know, I just wanted to touch base with you. I'm wondering whether you're receiving my emails because I hadn't heard back from you. You know, please give me a call. So that's typically how I do it. And if I don't hear back then, she'll go on what we call a drip list. So again, it's another form of follow-up. It might not be a personal email from then on, but you can guarantee she will hear from us once or twice a month. There'll be a health article or something like that, and it'll relate to Juice Plus, and you'll be amazed how many people get back to us, and sometimes cancel customers, very often cancel customers actually from way back, will respond to a health article, and they'll say, you know, it really is time I got back started on Juice Plus again. So again, you know, just keep following up with people. Hopefully that is helpful to some of you.
Mm-hmm. And certainly, Jenny, explaining how you use email is going to encourage quite a lot of people listening to this call who are a little reluctant to pick up the phone. But I would say the email is a lot less effective than picking up the phone. And when we are in the last week of the month or the last few days of the month and we're still missing one or two customers to complete our 5-1 for the month, that's when the phone really comes to the fore, because email is going to be too slow. We're going to pick up the phone. We're going to make those calls to get those last one or two customers.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And something else you said earlier, Mick, that it's important that we ask for the sale, because over the years I've had so many distributors say, you know, I'm doing the follow-up and I'm talking to them and they sound very positive, but I'm not getting the orders. And it's my response to that would be, well, are you asking them to order? Well, no, maybe not. And there are different ways you can do that. I mean, those of you who have been around a while have heard me say many times that my preferred phraseology is to say to them at some point, you know, I would love you to try Juice Plus for a few months to see what it'll do for you. All we need is your credit card information. We can have the company ship you out a box of capsules as a preferred customer. You'll get it just the same way as I do. You'll get it to you just within a few days. And then I'll go on to explain that, you know, it'll come in a 4-month supply because we want you to get results. But the best part is that the cost will be spread out, so you actually pay $41.75 each month for those 4 months. So, you know, do you feel ready to get started? And then basically you've got a yes or no response there. I also heard it said years ago when we were learning all this, because remember, neither Mick's background nor mine was in sales. I was a teacher. Mick was an IBM techie engineer. I heard it said that sometimes you have to ask for the sale 4 or 5 times. So just because somebody doesn't immediately respond and say, oh yes, let's go ahead, here's my credit card number, you may need to have some more conversation. They may come back with another question. You can ask them another question. Okay, so don't give up after the first attempt. I guess that's what I'm saying, because you'll be surprised. And there are so many people out there that need Juice Plus.
Now, a lot of this, a lot of the verbiage that Jenny's just been using, you will find at our team website, teamjp.net, on the follow-up page. And you'll also find a few typical questions and suggested answers to those questions. If you embrace follow-up, and as a result of embracing it, if you learn to love follow-up, then follow-up will make you a fortune.